Hello, this is Pamela Plett. You're listening to WEAT, The Wheat, the Pride of Fenchel. The town of Fenchel, recently named by Midwest Magazine, is the smallest, most Midwest town that is small and in the Midwest. Currently in Fenchel, it's 54 degrees with light to moderate rain. And just like most people's politics in Fenchel, it will remain light and moderate all evening long without any chance of real change. Coming up next on The Wheat, at 2 p.m., it's Pray, Shoot, Kill, Eat with host, hunting pro Bill Corklin. At 3 p.m., it's In the Hood, everyone's favorite car repair call-in show with Fenchel's only token black resident, Jerry Holmes. At 4 p.m., it's Depressing Funeral Hour with local funeral director and host Larry Mueller. Larry solemnly and respectfully reads all the names of all the old people that died in Fenchel this week. Here's an excerpt from this week's show.
Francis Larson, Ada Fischner, Lambert Carlson, Talbert Schneider, Licht my Bulls, Francine wait a minute. Who wrote this down? This is not funny. This is people who died. I need some respect.
Dodino's Grand Tortilla Chips. Flavors that sound like you're at a monster truck rally. Then we throw in a little cultural appropriation so our conservative asses sound hip.
Don't judge, but don't say it first.
With mouth-watering flavors like jacked up pepper jack.
And flaming name and hot sauceria.
And now introducing our brand new flavor.
Plutonium Explosion.
Your taste buds won't water, they'll melt.
What is that fluorescent green powder covering your chin?
So bright a color, it's not found in nature.
Why, so don't ask. It's Plutonium Explosion.
The biggest bang for your crunch. It's an explosion of taste. F*** your health. Yo!
Up next, sounds of the game. A shortened rebroadcast of last night's high school football game with Fenchel's favorite broadcasters, Jeff Dansdorf and Bill Buxom. Give us 20 minutes and we'll give you the entire game.
Hello, Fenchel. I'm Jeff Dansdorf, and next to me is Bill Buxom.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us here on this Friday, September 27th, as your Fenchel Stalkers take on the Hubert missile silos.
Oh, Jeff, I do believe Hubert are the grain silos.
We're not going to have this argument again, are we?
Well, Jeff, I hope not.
Ever since we were kids.
What?
Bill, as I've pointed out many times before, Hubert has a ton of secret underground nuclear missile sites located in and around town. And they are very proud of that.
Yes, Jeff, and as I've always pointed out, they also have farms.
Look, Bill, I'd advise you to look at their helmet. Clearly, a rocket-type thing blasting off with circles of smoke on either side.
Jeff, that rocket you speak of is clearly a grain silo nestled comfortably between two haystacks.
Well, Bill, you know what it really looks like, don't you?
No, what?
A c***ing two balls.
Jesus, Jeff. Wait, oh my God.
Am I right? Leave it to Hubert to put a big d*** on their helmets.
It is rather phallic.
What?
Phallic.
Speak English.
It's a penis. It looks like a penis.
Jesus Christ, Bill.
Stop hitting me.
You can't say that. We're on the air. Get your head in the game.
Yep.
Anyway, during halftime, no matter what the score is, keep listening in as we have our ever-popular interview at the half.
This Friday, we'll be interviewing one of our fine young Fenchel ladies.
I'd say she's fine.
Whoa.
You gotta admit, Bill, she is.
Nope, she's in high school, Jeff.
So?
And you are not.
Look, anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm seeing someone. I'm just joking around. I like her. It could be serious.
Oh, wow, Jeff, that's wonderful.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Oh my God, that's great. Do I know her?
No, not really. I mean, it's Fenchel, right? Everybody knows everybody, you know?
Well, who is it? What's her name? Come on.
Look, I don't want to say. This is personal, and we're on the air. It's Brenda.
Who?
You know, the cheerleading coach.
Kiki Clydesdale?
That's not her name. It's Brenda.
But I don't understand. You called her a big, fat, horrible b***h.
Not to her face. Besides, She is neither of those three things.
Four.
She is neither big nor fat. She is a slim, attractive young lady who should not be called hot.
Right.
Because that is degrading. Yeah. She is certainly not horrible, unless I mean horribly sweet.
Aww.
And finally, no woman should be called the B word, especially by a man.
Oh, wow, Jeff. I'm so impressed.
Yeah, well, I learned all that from our screaming fight. Excuse me, our conversation yesterday.
Yeah, whatever, that's great. You've come such a long way. And I just
want to let the listening audience know that even though I may have learned a few things about the give and take of a relationship, that doesn't mean I'm some big pushover like Bill over here.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, that is...
Christ, this guy can't sit on the pot without permission.
Hey, that is enough.
Hey, the truth hurts, brother.
Anyway, our halftime show will have one of our wonderful young Finchel High School ladies in the booth. She's starting a new school club called Oops.
Oops? The after school club is called Oops.
No, that's me realizing I'm missing that information as well.
Hold on. Professional, Bill.
Well, from my memory, I do believe it is. It's called the LBLTQ Club.
And what is that?
I believe they make sandwiches.
Small, small creatures. Creatures really small.
This is Dr. Petsus. Of all creatures, really small.
Small creatures.
We treat your really precious small pets like they were people. Because they are, of course.
Creatures really small.
So whether your hamster is working through chemotherapy or your gerbil needs a bone transplant, we'll do whatever it costs to treat your little one as if they were your aging grandpa. Because they are, of course.
Fit them in your palm. Pet them with your finger. Wrap them in a ball. Small, small creatures.
When my beloved Shermie was diagnosed with dementia and stage 4 tail cancer, I had just about given up. But thanks to the caring treatment he received from Dr. Petsus and all creatures really small, I was able to spend two more precious weeks with my beloved Shermie, as well as spend my entire retirement fund. It's okay. I don't need it.
All creatures really small. Because little rodents are people too.
And we're back with 5 minutes left in the first. Hubert up 24-0. No surprise there. Now on the Finchel 17-yard line.
Oh, so Christ almighty, that does it. They score again, Bill. And I'm going to change the format of this show.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
It means what I said.
We're a broadcast of a live football game, Jeff, and not so much a show where you can just suddenly
Would you just shut up,
what?
Bill? I make one little friendly suggestion, and all you do is just shut me down.
I mean, by format change, you mean like we suddenly speak in like British accents? I mean,
yeah, a British accent.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh,
is it time for tea and crumpets?
Oh, my God.
Are we on schedule?
What are
is
you
it
doing?
Time to honor the
Is that a
queen?
British accent? It's like the worst British accent I've ever heard in my life.
Know,
that's
what
terrible.
I came up
it sounds
with
like
it.
You're constipated or
something. God damn it, Bill.
Hemorrhoids are flying. Oh! Owie!
Get your head in the game.
Ouch.
No, Bill. I mean, like, maybe we could do something a little different. Like, have our own call-in show.
We talk about the game that listeners couldn't
see? No.
Because we're
Nobody
live
wants
and
to
then...
talk about the game. It's too damn depressing and we suck. People would just call in and talk about, you know, interesting topics like the weather.
Interesting topics like the weather.
Well, it's a little underrated.
We're a sports program.
Look. My point is, anything is better than this. Or maybe there could be somebody who needs relationship advice, for example.
Oh,
it's possible.
Oh, my God. I get it. You're in a new relationship, and now you want to have a relationship advice program.
I mean, it's just a possibility. Or whatever. It's general. I'm just saying hypothetically. Oh, look, our first caller.
Hello, caller. This is the Jeff Dansdorf call-in show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Jeff. Greg here. Love your show. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Great.
What's up, Big Papa?
Wait. First-time caller, long-time what?
Wait,
what's going on
here? Bill. It's Greg's turn.
Show some respect.
You didn't even include my name? Jeff Dansdorf?
Bill.
What?
Sorry about that, Greg. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know today's show is all about relationships, so here's the
deal. Meanwhile, if anybody cares, the Silos have driven down to the 2-yard line with a mighty run by
You shut up!
Jeff!
Zip it!
No, I can't try
to zip it! W, will you listen to me for once?
Would you shut up?
We're doing Look, the man is pouring game. His guts out on live radio, and you don't have the basic decency to let the man speak. Go ahead, Greg. Sorry about that.
Get this. Mm-hmm. My wife got so mad at me after reading my journal, and this is no ordinary journal, mind you.
Okay.
This thing is real sweet. It's got a cute little skeleton key to unlock it.
Okay.
A little heart-shaped box thingy on the cover with what? Pink little frilly laces on it.
What?
She burned it.
Greg, you're a guy. You shouldn't have a journal. Next caller.
What is happening?
Hello, this is the Jeff Dansdorf Show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. I'm Cynthia, and I'm a Christian.
Well, aren't we all?
Well, Christ once said you should forgive a person 70 times 7. Is that how many times I should forgive my boyfriend?
Yes.
No!
God damn it, Bill. This is my show. Stop interrupting.
No, I mean the grain silos just scored again, but also, no. What? That's terrible advice.
Says you.
Says anybody. You're not trained to give advice to anyone about anything.
Yeah, well, let's get back to you. Cynthia, you're a woman, right? Okay, let me ask you this. My new girlfriend, her name is Brenda.
Yeah,
you know,
I know Brenda. She thinks you're hot.
Oh, you know her. Okay, well, I was over at her house the other day.
Uh-huh, and, yeah, she told me.
Oh, okay. Well, we had great sex.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know.
It was, you know.
Yeah, she said you were, like, really hot.
Okay, yeah, good. Well, what I really mean is we had really great sex.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, afterwards, she was like, I gotta go to work.
Uh-huh.
I really made myself emotionally available to her and everything, and I was just totally shut down.
Yeah, she told me.
What?
She was like, doesn't he know I have a life? She also said you were, like, totally needy.
What?
Not so hot.
Are you... Please, she's the cheerleading coach and works part-time at Shopko. Call in sick, for Christ's sakes. See, that's the problem right there. It's a no-win situation for men these days. Am I right, guys? A no-win! Hello, this is the Jeff Dansdorf Show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, it's Brenda.
Who?
The person you're dating...
Oh, hey, babe, what's up?
What's up? What's up?
Yeah, what's up?
How about you stop talking about our relationship on the air, you jerk?
What? It's a call-in show.
Wow, this is really going well.
You're listening to WEAT.
The Wheat.
This show was previously recorded.
All right, at the half, it's the Hubert Grain Silos and the Fenchel Stalkers.
Okay, I don't think anyone heard that, Jeff. I don't think they heard
I
the score.
I think it's for the best, Bill.
Oh, boy.
In the meantime, as always, we have our special guest here in the booth. Hello, hello.
Hi.
Might I say you look very attractive.
Thank you, I guess.
High school, Jeff. High school.
Oh, shut up. I'm just kidding around. What's your name?
Cassandra. Kiki for short.
Well, hello, Kiki. So, tell me, you started some sort of club?
Mm-hmm.
What's it called, Bill?
Oh, it's the LBL, it's the BLT, it's the,
you mean the,
it's
BLT?
The BLQ club. It's a, I think they make sandwiches, is what I'm hearing.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, what fun.
No, no.
What do you mean?
Not fun?
No.
We don't make sandwiches.
What do you make?
Love and understanding.
Ew.
We're an LGBTQ club, also known as GSA. Gay Straight Alliance.
I'm sorry?
The Lesbian, Gay, Bi, Trans, Queer Club. Hello? You guys good?
So you don't make sandwiches?
Oh, come on.
Ow!
Get your head in the game.
The new actual acronym is LGBTQIA+, adding intersex and asexual, and then the plus is...
No, it's too many letters! Too many letters! Jeff, I'm hearing this and I can't
do it.
I
can't do it. We don't need that kind of club in Fenchel. There aren't any f**ks in this town, please. And please don't tell me you're a lesbo, because you're way too attractive, and that would be such a waste.
No, I'm not a lesbian.
Thank God.
I'm trans.
Trans what?
Ow! Get your head in the game.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Enough! You know how I know?
No. Educate me, please.
Because I'm attracted to you. Boom!
Okay, what just happened?
Hey, gang! Welcome to the Turd Shack, where we make funny-looking googly-eyed animals out of cow turds. Look, it's a little chipmunk made out of dried dung. Ain't that cute? Well, you can't see it, but believe me, it's cute. We also have buffalo chips. We make them mostly into fun little snakes, because that's how the chips come out of the bison's butt. For a limited time, we also have mini deer shats with them googly eyes mounted on a small piece of wood. They have funny little sayings at the bottom. This one says, "We're so stinking cute together." Get it?
Turd
so
shack,
come on down to the Turd Shack on 10 East Main across the street from the world's only wheat palace.
Baby, Turd Shack. Turd Shack. Baby, Turd Shack.
You're listening to WEAT.
The Wheat.
This show was previously recorded.
Both Bill and Jeff have left the booth to quench their sorrows at Tits Bar and Grill. But little did they know, I gave them directions to the only gay bar in the Tri-County area. I wish I could see their faces. Was that mean of me? Anyway, remember to join us at our sandwich club this Tuesday. This is Kiki. Until next week, this is Fenchel High School Football. Go Stalkers!